From 8 to 9 a.m. right here on the Tantalk Radio Network. Or to contact Joe Pippen directly, call 727-586-3306.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Here's my story, it's sad but true. It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town.
Remember him? Good morning. Welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. Along with Big Ed Davis, I am Paul Molloy. Thanks you very much for joining us. Today is Friday, June the 4th already. Is it? No, it's not. I was going to say, is this Flag Day? I think it's June the 12th. I'll have to check that. Anyway, in a few minutes, we are going to be talking with Emily Cow of the Heritage Foundation. June the 6th. Thank you, Ed. No. It is?
I was holding up a 1 and a 4.
Oh. I couldn't even add 1 and 4. It's 14th. The 14th. Thank you, sir. I knew there was a 4 in there somewhere. Anyway, we will be talking with Emily Cow of the Heritage Foundation in a few minutes, and we're going to talk about the new Florida transgender law. Did you hear about that? It bars transgenders from girls' sports in public schools, so we're going to talk about that with her. And the White House is now calling Dr. Anthony Fauci an undeniable asset in the face of those hordes of emails, you know, showing he may be complicit in a virus cover-up. We're going to get some thoughts about this and some other things from our friend and buddy, the proprietor of the Barber Poll, Master Barber Andrew Ceresi, a little bit later in the show. And we will also take a look at the double-edged sword of racial politics. The double-edged sword of racial politics later in the show. Stay tuned for that as well. And we have a goodie in our ultimate top 10, the top 10 best states for military people to retire. The best states for military retirees. Stay tuned for that as well. By the way, Freedom Works is sponsored in part by the best barbershop for my money in Tampa Bay, Florida, Andrew's Master Barbershop. It's located in Dunedin. It's located in the Overcash Plaza. It's a beautiful little plaza. It is just north of State Road 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive. Call for your appointment, guys, 727-733-3773. By the way, I want to congratulate Paul and Tracy Allen. Did you know, Ed, it is 25 years. They are celebrating their silver wedding anniversary upcoming. We wish them nothing but the best. Two beautiful people. They have a show called Good Morning Clearwater, Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 a.m. here on the great Tantalk Radio Network. Please listen to it. Let them start off your day with the latest in news and entertainment. Good Morning Clearwater. All right. So, a new jobs report has just come out this morning. It is for the month of May, and here is the good news. Unemployment has hit a pandemic low. We have added 559,000 jobs. The unemployment rate is now down to 5.8%. That is apparently a good number, 559,000. It's a lot better than what we got in April. So we are looking better. But they projected that they would get 650,000 jobs. We've missed it, if my math is correct, by about 90,000 jobs. So there you go. The unemployment rate declined about 0.3%. It's almost like, you know, how can you tell? Here's the deal. Next month, The month of, well, I should say this month. After this month is over with, and we look at the unemployment rate for June, we can see what the unemployment rate is in the red states that have pulled away the $300 extra unemployment money. How many more people went back to work in those states where they did not have the extra $300 weekly unemployment? We're going to look at that. We're going to find out whether or not, by taking away that extra $300 a week, it was an incentive for people to go back to work in those particular states. I think that will be, in my mind, a very interesting number. Look at all of these hospitality jobs and restaurant jobs that are still going. People are if you live in Florida and you want to work in a restaurant or a hotel or anything like that, man, you are in like Flynn. You can get in and get a job immediately. You know what? If you ever want to be running a business like a restaurant or even a hotel, you get in on the ground floor and you learn everything. You make your way up. You learn everything about it. And then all of a sudden, you have enough knowledge, you can be the one the one running the place, you know?
It's not only, which is crazy, it's not only just picking what restaurant you want to go, you know, you want to be part of, but which one offers the biggest sign-on bonus.
That's right.
I mean, these I see signs, you know, when you walk into a place, now hiring, sign-on bonus, cash, or paid weekly, paid time off. I just wonder, you know, with these sign-on bonuses, what does it do to the people that have been there forever?
You're right.
You know?
The ones that were loyal.
Yes, and that have been there the whole time.
Yeah, you've got to, I mean, it would be unconscionable to bring in new people and give them a great bonus while these other people that have been staying with you don't get some perk. I would suspect you have to have everybody's stuff bumped.
And probably more money per hour, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, which raises the cost of the product. Mm-hmm. I mean, we know inflation is occurring. Look at the gas. I mean, everything starts with gasoline because to get anything delivered anywhere, you got to have a truck. And that means that you're paying more for the cost of the delivery. So it's mm-hmm. going to cost you more to buy whatever product is delivered by a truck or any vehicle. So it's got to cost more.
I mean, even the place I get my truck washed has gone up $3.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
It really is.
It went from 16 to 19.
You know what I found was interesting? And I guess this is because I frequent sports bars too much. Did you know the chicken wings are going through the roof?
Yeah, because there's actually a shortage.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's not that the demand, there's a shortage right now. And we're talking about the small.
Are all the chickens getting smart and flying away from the coop?
Well, I don't know if it has anything to do with it, but a few months ago, they had that massive fire.
Yeah.
And hundreds and hundreds of thousands of chickens
right.
died. I don't, you know.
Yeah, it could be
as
that.
A result of that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or it could just, I mean, it can't be a hoarding thing, but, you know, like toilet paper.
But anyway, I thought that might also be somehow included in the cost of inflation. But everything is going up, and it's very, I mean, well, unless you get your pay bumped up, you're paying more.
I buy the small drumettes that you get, like, in the sports bars. I buy them from the Clearwater Meat Market, free plug.
Really?
And then I cook them in the air fryer.
Oh.
And I was getting them for $1.69 a pound.
Yeah.
I went in there last week, $2.99 a pound.
Wow.
Yeah.
If my math is right, is that almost double? That's very close.
Pretty close.
That's a scary number.
20 cents shy
yeah.
of it.
Wow. We are going to take our break. When we come back, I can't wait to talk with Emily Cow of the Heritage Foundation. We're going to talk about Florida's new transgender law.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Men, when it's time for your next haircut, if you don't visit Andrew's Master Barbershop, then you won't get the best haircut in Tampa Bay. First off, their staff consists of the best barbers you're going to find. They'll give you exactly the cut you want. Second, you won't find a better haircutting environment. Sparkling clean, modern, and comfortable. And third, the price.
They beat any of those expensive hair salons, and seniors get a terrific discount. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That's on Overcash Drive, just north of State Road 580. It's open Tuesdays through Saturdays, and you just call for your appointment at 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773.
Yeah, hello, everybody. We have a great new show coming up for you on Thursdays from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. The show is called The Sounds Around Town. It will feature independent artists from our community. We will interview them and give them a chance to play their music on the radio. We will also feature some of the greats who already live in our community. So check us out every Thursday, The Sounds Around the Town, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Can Talk Radio Network, AM 1340, FM 106.1.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hey, we're back on a Friday, June the 4th. It is not Flag Day. Now, you may still have your flag up for Memorial Day. You know, a lot of people do that. They'll leave it up for a little bit longer. That's okay. But on June the 14th, get it back out there again, right? We got to remember this country that so many people fought and died for. Fly your flag proudly. Well, remember that Ron DeSantis now has signed this bill, this law, that limits girls' sports at public schools to biological girls. Now, there's been a scream and a yell and a hoop and a holler about this. And we've got Emily Cow joining us. She is the director of the DeVos Center for Religion and Civil Society at the Great Heritage Foundation. Emily, welcome to Freedom Works. This is a very controversial bill. One would not think with any kind of thought process that it would be. Why is it so controversial, do you think?
Well, thank you for having me on.
Sure.
I agree. It shouldn't be a controversial issue because everybody knows that males have a lot of physical advantages over females, strength, speed, endurance, that would make it unfair if males were allowed to compete against females in sports. And what we see is females are already losing opportunities for championships and scholarships because males are allowed to compete in their sports.
Yeah, this is, it's common sense. But we are no longer living in a world of common sense in this country. I used to laugh at the concept of the book by George Orwell, 1984. It's arrived, in my opinion. We are doing things that just a modicum of thought would tell you is not right. And one of them is to protest this kind of a thing. Can you imagine if biological males were running a track meet with girls or lifting weights with girls or playing, I don't know, any sport that involves endurance and speed? It makes absolutely no sense. It would discourage women, biological girls, from wanting to go out and participate, in my opinion, participate in those sports. But at the same time, I guess, if people want to change their sex, and I'm thinking in schools, like public schools and the like, if children are actually going through something like this at that young of an age, I'm kind of worried about that too. But you know what I'm saying? I guess I'm just kind of blowing smoke here, but your thoughts on any of that?
Well, you're right. Women are losing opportunities for championships and scholarships in track and field. In Connecticut, there are four very courageous female athletes who filed a lawsuit against the state of Connecticut because they allowed males to compete in female sports, and these girls lost the awards they should have gotten in track and field, as well as scholarship opportunities. And it's happening at the national level, too, where the NCAA's have allowed a man to compete in the female hurdles, and he won first place, displacing all the women in the country who run in that event. So it is happening. It's quite incredible and unbelievable that it's happening, but it is destroying women's sports. So what Governor DeSantis did was very important to protect fairness in women's sports and the legacy of Title IX passed in 1972 to protect equal opportunities for girls and women. But you raise an even broader question about what is happening in our society with children who are becoming confused about their gender.
That's right.
We should be encouraging every child to accept their bodies, not to reject their bodies. But the radical gender ideology from the transgender movement encourages children to reject their bodies. And unfortunately, the Biden administration is furthering that ideology through their policies in schools, which require schools to have transgender policies for locker rooms and bathrooms, transgender policies in sports, and even transgender ideology in medicine, which leads to irreversible physical harms to children if they go on to puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and even surgeries that could ultimately lead to sterilization. And sex change is not a physical possibility. You can only change a person's appearance. You cannot actually change their sex.
Exactly right.
So we should be listening to the science, and we should be having robust debates about how to treat children who are confused about their gender. But right now we have a lot of censorship from the left. Counseling is banned in 20 states that would help children become comfortable with their bodies. And doctors are being sued, hospitals are being sued if they won't do a hysterectomy or a double mastectomy for a woman who struggles with gender dysphoria.
Right. We're talking with Emily Cao of the Heritage Foundation. She's the director of the DeVos Center for Religion and Civil Society. She's connected to the DeVos Center. That's Betsy DeVos, right? And the school under Trump, the education secretary. Is that the same DeVos?
Well, actually, it was her in-laws, Richard and Helen DeVos.
Oh, okay.
Who helped to start the DeVos Center many years ago.
Got it. So we're looking at this transgender situation. More than 66%, I think it is, of American voters apparently disagree with men or boys who identify as transgenders. Now, we know that it goes the other way as well, right, Emily? I mean, there are women that want to become men. And like you say, you're never really going to change your biological sex anyway, just cosmetically do something. But we always tend to think with the sports situation, it's mainly biological males that are becoming the transgenders we're talking about with sports. I don't see how this gets very far, because common sense eventually, I would hope, ultimately rules the day. I was wondering, do you think that they could develop, and I agree with you, of course, about how young they're putting these kids through psychologically. I mean, we all, you know, growing up, have thoughts about our bodies, but we haven't really formed definitive whatever, you know, and to allow that kind of thought process to be okayed by our by people we respect, you know, doctors and educators, even your parents. It's kind of a scary thing to me. Your thought?
Well, I think it's important for Americans to stand up to the coercion that we see from progressives who are imposing gender ideology on the medical profession, on education. We recently did a survey of parents and school board members and found that 66% of parents don't want young children to be educated in transgender ideology. But right now we see a very aggressive push with the Equality Act, which is federal legislation that would add sexual orientation and gender identity to our 1964 Civil Rights Act. And that would impose gender ideology in every area of life, including medicine and education, and that would cause tremendous harm to children's minds, bodies, and the relationships with their parents. So we've been working with parents and other policy organizations and legislators around the country to unite all of these groups around the Promise to America's Children that states 10 principles on protecting children's minds, bodies, and relationships from the destruction of gender ideology. And that's at promisetoamericaschildren.org.
Oh, okay. Very good. Getting back to the Florida transgender law itself,
It will now basically prohibit transgenders being able to compete in public schools only. Is that right? In women's and girls' athletics. What is the exact composition of the law?
I believe it does apply to public schools, and it's, the purpose is to protect fairness for women and girls by simply stating that sports should be determined according to biological sex and not to gender identity. It's a very simple idea. Boys compete in boys' sports with other boys. Girls compete in girls' sports with other girls. But it's very much needed right now because of the position by the NCAA to allow competition according to gender identity. And this is completely inconsistent with so many of the rules that we have in sports. For instance, in golf, we have, you know, different tees for men and for women, for seniors, for weightlifting, for boxing, wrestling. We have different weight classes. In all of those sports, we recognize the differences between people's bodies. We don't set rules in sports according to a person's perception of themselves. That may be a very real perception that they have, but we don't change all of the rules for a sport according to a person's self-perception.
Right. I was wondering, and you may not know, but for instance, the University of Florida, which is a state school here, or Florida State University, another one, would they be able to override Governor DeSantis, or I should say the Florida law, and allow transgenders to participate on their teams? Or does that apply to state universities as well in Florida? Do you know?
I believe it does. I mean, it would open those colleges up to, you know, litigation from female athletes whose interests would be injured if they
right.
violated that law.
Okay.
And enforcement from the state.
Yeah, it's just a little bit, I guess, in contrast to the NCAA's current perspective on it. Most people feel this, you know, that this is a good thing. It seems like Ron DeSantis has been on somewhat on the cutting edge of doing things quickly or leading the pack. I don't know. Even with the with the COVID-19 and the response of Florida, much to the chagrin of a lot of liberals, it seems to me. But this sounds like a good thing. I would think most people would agree with that. I would think girls would be breathing a sigh of relief, knowing that, you know, they have an opportunity to win in their team sports. But it's still, it just boggles my mind that the concept of allowing that even is considered. I mean, that to me is the scary thing, you know?
I think it's being considered because a lot of people, most people, see the unfairness. But there's a lot of pressure right now from the NCAA, big corporations, on lawmakers, including governors, to not stand up and protect, you know, women and girls'
yeah.
ability to achieve in sports. And so it takes courage for lawmakers like Governor DeSantis and the legislature to stand up to pressure from big business, woke capital, and the NCAA.
Indeed. Emily, keep up the good fight. It was a delight to talk with you today. I know we'll, I'm sure we'll be talking again down the road. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Emily Cow of the Heritage Foundation. Very, very good. All right, we're going to take our break. And when we come back, the White House calling Dr. Anthony Fauci an undeniable asset, despite all these emails coming out showing he may be complicit in the virus cover-up. Let's get some thought about this and other things from the proprietor of the Barber Pole himself, Andrew Ceresi.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Men, when it's time for your next haircut, if you don't visit Andrew's Master Barbershop, then you won't get the best haircut in Tampa Bay. First off, their staff consists of the best barbers you're going to find. They'll give you exactly the cut you want. Second, you won't find a better haircutting environment. Sparkling clean, modern, and comfortable. And third, the price. They beat any of those expensive hair salons, and seniors get a terrific discount. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That's on Overcash Drive, just north of State Road 580. It's open Tuesdays through Saturdays, and you just call for your appointment at 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773.
It's a beautiful morning.
Hi, I'm Paul Allen.
And I'm Tracy Allen.
Please join us every weekday morning from 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. right here on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
You can also watch us on Facebook Live on our Good Morning Clearwater Facebook page and on YouTube. Just search Tan Talk Radio Network.
Every morning we'll be talking about current events, sports.
Yay, sports.
News, entertainment, weather, and traffic. Have an opinion? You can call us.
That's right. Join us every weekday morning, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
All right, we are back. Freedom Works. By the way, we're here every Monday, Tuesday, and Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Great Tan Talk Radio Network. You can also listen on off hours and off days if you so choose. Maybe you want to hear this wonderful program again. Well, Big Ed sets up all our shows on podcast. So all you have to do is go to our website, OurFreedomWorks.com. That's O-U-R, OurFreedomWorks.com. And click on the podcast button at the top. There you go, all our shows, thanks to Big Ed. Well, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki has defended His Highness Dr. Anthony Fauci, and she called him, quote, an undeniable asset, unquote, during this pandemic. Even though we've now seen or are looking through, I would tell you, the release of thousands of emails that tend to show he was involved in a little bit of a cover-up there, knowing that this virus probably did indeed escape from that Wuhan lab, a lab that he is connected with. We've got the master barber himself. You know, every day, this is the drip, drip, drip method of torture, Andrew. And it's happening, I think, right now as he twists in the wind to Anthony Fauci.
Well, I need to find some new conspiracy theories because it appears all mine are coming true.
you got to go and find a whole new list.
True, Paul. You know, Dr. Fauci, he probably killed half of the people when they banned hydroxychloroquine. Okay?
Yeah.
Because they said Trump said it works, so we're going to ban it. Number one. Number two, you got him and the moron Obama in the Hunan lab giving him $3.5 million. This whole thing, Paul, was a setup right from the beginning, just like I said. The 500,000 people dead, probably 60,000 of them probably died from the COVID, which would have been the normal flu ratio. This was all to get Trump out of office. Let me tell you something. The Pfizer shot didn't come out until 2 days after the election, right?
Okay. I don't remember when it came out, but yeah.
2 days after the election, Paul, okay? Let me tell you something. All these people that got shots probably got placebos, right? There probably isn't even a freaking shot for this stuff.
Now you're making Ed feel upset. He got the shot. Come on now.
Oh, hey.
Now, wait a
little
minute.
Sugar water ain't going to hurt anybody.
Now, wait a minute. If it was a placebo shot, the numbers wouldn't be going down.
Oh, come on. The numbers are going down because of herd immunity, period.
You don't think the vaccine... You don't think the vaccine shots are...
Well, like I said, Paul, I don't believe anything that's coming out of Washington. Here you got Raggedy Ann sitting there saying, what a good thing Dr. Fauci is. What an asset.
Raggedy Ann.
Any lying fool is an asset to the Democrat Party, Paul.
To her defense, she mispronounced asset.
Oh, I know.
She got the first part right, and then the second part rhymes with mole.
She added an E.T. to the word, is what he's trying. What?
You know what else I heard, Paul?
What's that?
All this stuff going on with with Ron signing the transgender thing, banning the men from sports and everything.
Right.
Well, you know what? He did throw in a curve to that. He did allow the transgendered men to get involved with the women's sports as long as they wear stiletto heels while they're doing it.
Oh, all right. Now, that would be a fairer way of running down the track.
There you go.
Against a girl. That's a good idea. Andrew, every once in a while...
Heels and they're welcome.
You know, every once in a while you come up with really good ideas. By the way, it would also attract more attendance.
There you go.
So Fauci is twisting in the wind right now. You know who can't wait to get back at him? Rand Paul. God bless Rand Paul. He's been holding Fauci's feet to the fire. Try to say that five times.
He's the only doctor. He's the only doctor in Congress, isn't he?
He's the only one I would listen to.
That's right. The rest are all lawyers.
Most everybody that's a politician is a lawyer. That's the scary thing. Or become one after that. Or act like one, which is bad enough. But Rand Paul, and the Republicans want to have more hearings now on this whole thing. No matter how you feel about, and by the way, when you say that virus shot is not helping anybody, well, then in a way, aren't you kind of, Donald Trump was our hero, wasn't he, for getting it out?
Didn't come out until 2 days after the election. Donald Trump pushed it to get it through, but who knows what the hell they made.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay.
I don't trust him as far as I could throw him.
Okay. By the way, when are you getting your shot?
I had a couple shots last night, but it was vodka.
Okay. So we got other things going on. You get a kick out of this. Hypocrisy runs rampant, as you know. In Washington, members of Biden's cabinet are able to get away from paying the taxes that he wants to dropped on them as they divest their assets to avoid conflicts of interest when they enter into public services, thanks to a little-known provision of federal law. Under a section of federal elections law, a unique provision helps soften the financial blow of officials suddenly selling off their assets. You know, where you would have to pay taxes when you make money on it and that kind of thing. It's like a capital gains tax.
Hey, Paul.
Yeah.
You know, not for nothing. What about Nikki Refried Bean here the other day?
What about her?
Did you notice that all of a sudden she has to make up her taxes because she forgot to claim $280,000 that she made in the marijuana business?
Oh, did she?
Yes, she did.
Oh,
she
goodness.
She did not file that on her affidavit when she ran.
Skipped her mind.
In 2018.
Skipped her mind. By the way, as long as we're pouncing on people, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has a grandmother that lives in Puerto Rico. And she tweeted that because of President Trump's, stinginess in delivering money after the hurricane in Puerto Rico, that her poor grandmother had all of this roof trouble. So somebody tweeted, well, you've got plenty of money, AOC. Why don't you send your grandmother a check and shut up? I thought that was kind of nice.
No, that was perfect. That was perfect. And you know what? If her grandmother was in that bad of shape over there, she should have stayed in line. Trump might have tossed her a roll of paper towels.
There you go. There was all kinds of things.
These people are so ridiculous. I'm so fed up with these Democrats. They can't come up with a straight answer for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely nothing. Oh, the unemployment is great. Let me tell you something. What jobs they got out there? Why do you think people are staying home? People want to flip burgers. That's all we got out here. Biden getting rid of all the industry. He's getting rid of all the oil. Inflation is tripling.
Yes, it is.
These people are all freaking nuts, Paul. And the people that voted for this guy need to get on the Dr. Phil show because their head is up their rear end.
Well, I think a lot of people are having second thoughts about Biden. I really do believe that. Like you say, and we talked about it a little bit earlier in the show, the transgender situation we talked about, the rise in gas prices across the country. That's where I'm thinking if anything makes a direct impact on people that might have voted for Biden, it's having to pay those kind of gas prices. That's where,
you know, Paul, I have a few Jewish clients, and, you know, I always ask the ones that come in my shop because, you know, they're Republicans. And I ask them, I say, you know, I don't understand the Jewish people. I said, are they still backing Biden or what? He says, Andrew, let me tell you what. He says, they're all having remorse right now. You know why? because Biden's hitting them in the pocket, the worst place you could hit anybody.
Mm-hmm. Not to mention the treatment of the Israelis by liberals and Democrats most recently.
You know, Paul, we need to just divide this country in half, let the liberals go one half, the conservatives in the other, and see who survives the best.
Yeah, you may be right about that. By the way, I'm just thinking about, you have Jewish clients, right?
Oh, of course.
How do you cut the back of their head with that little skull cap on?
We cut around it.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. That would look good.
I don't wear it all the time.
I know.
I actually need to get one of those because I'm getting a bald spot in the
back. No, you're not.
And I'm getting sunburn in that little spot. If I put one of those on there, I can stop it.
Well, there's plenty of Italian Jewish people. You could even change your religion.
There you go.
No.
But, Paul, I'm not changing a thing right now. You know, I'm a proud American.
Yep.
I'm a proud conservative, and I will go against these Democrats with every breath I got left of me because I don't know one of them giving a good answer for anything. What has Biden done good so far except, you know, he's tasting ice creams to let us know which ones are the
best
flavors. That's
true.
Other than that, he has done crap, Paul, and I want anybody to tell me what good he has done. Oh, he stopped Trump from tweeting. Yeah, give me a freaking break. Any people that...
Well, you would think that he still hides behind not taking any questions from anybody. He goes to these events, which, by the way, are in the middle of the day. Did you notice? He must be in bed by 6 p.m.
Well, he's got his new sippy cups out. I don't know if you saw
it. Oh, yeah, I did.
The other day. He got new sippy cups coming out.
Does somebody have to hold the cup while he drinks from it? I mean, that's what I'm wondering.
Well, he got two handles on him now.
Okay. And now I lost my train of thought. Oh, and he doesn't take any questions. He won't take any.
He hardly even takes
questions from the liberal guys. Is it because they're afraid of showing he can barely talk, or what?
Paul, it's like I told you. I finally realized how Barack Obama got elected. Okay, these elections have been set up and rigged for a while now, and the truth is coming out. Because if you think about it, Hillary Clinton should have beat the crap out of him in the primaries. Okay, mm-hmm. There's no way Barack Obama should have beat Hillary Clinton. Unless the election was rigged.
And you think the primaries were rigged?
I believe the primaries were rigged to put Barack Obama in there, and the election for Barack Obama to win was rigged.
Wow.
The election for Joe Biden was rigged. And this is all coming out.
Oh, boy.
That'll
be a shock.
Conspiracy theory. So far, every one of my conspiracies have been right.
A little later in the show, we're going to talk about the... no evidence of alien spacecraft story. Have you heard about that? You know, all those little blips.
It doesn't matter because it's going to be a UFO the minute all this voting fraud comes out.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, and by the way, Fucci didn't kill himself. Remember that.
Is he still alive?
Ahead of time, Fucci didn't kill himself.
Okay. He's still alive.
Right now.
I think if they force him to go into another hearing after all these emails, maybe we'd have to worry about... We'd have to put him under the same kind of guard...
Epstein under.
That, yes. Right. Yeah, the same people cover him. That way we guarantee a suicide.
And I don't care if they have no proof of their UFOs. When all this voter fraud comes out, there will be a UFO. There could be a watermelon going across the sky to somebody through, but it's going to be a UFO. And they're going to make a big thing out of it to try and cover up their voter fraud.
Yeah.
Wake up, people.
Well, that voter fraud thing is becoming, it's almost becoming... The way I look at it, much like the COVID thing, more and more people are beginning to say, you know what? Maybe there was enough voter fraud in these particular states to have changed the results of the election.
The truth is coming out, Paul.
Yeah.
The truth will always come out. It's like I told you, Satan's got control of his world right now, but he's not going to win.
Mm-hmm.
Good will prevail. And let me tell you, these lying SOBs should all be tarred and feathered. And you know what? Every liberal that backed him should be tarred and feathered.
Wow. There he is, the master barber. He's very much got his energy up. It's a delight to be talking with you, per usual, Andrew. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. You're doing God's work with a military veteran that you don't talk about, but we like to mention it every once in a while. You're taking complete care of this guy. Getting up early in the morning to get over there to take care of this man. He's in a wheelchair. We salute you. God bless you.
Thank you, Paul. And you know what? I'm going to try and dream up more conspiracy theories for the weekend and see what we can come up with Monday, you know? There might be a conspiracy that Biden wants vanilla ice cream now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, now I'm going to lose sleep over the weekend. But thank you very much, Andrew.
You got it, Mike.
All right.
You have a good weekend.
All right. Bye-bye. Talk to you Monday. Bye-bye. There he is, the master barber himself. All right, let us take our break. When we come back, among other things, the double-edged sword of racial politics.
I'm a gonna raise a fuss, I'm a gonna raise a holler.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Men, when it's time for your next haircut, if you don't visit Andrew's Master Barbershop, then you won't get the best haircut in Tampa Bay. First off, their staff consists of the best barbers you're going to find. They'll give you exactly the cut you want. Second, you won't find a better haircutting environment. Sparkling clean, modern, and comfortable. And third, the price. They beat any of those expensive hair salons, and seniors get a terrific discount. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That's on Overcash Drive, just north of State Road 580. It's open Tuesdays through Saturdays, and you just call for your appointment at 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773.
Join Joe Pippin for Ask an Attorney Radio Show, Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. Ask an Attorney is Florida's longest running radio show for over 35 years now. So if you've got a question for an attorney, call Joe Pippin during his live radio show. Ask a question. Get an answer. Free of charge, of course. Saturday mornings, live from 8 to 9 a.m. right here on the Tantalk Radio Network. Or to contact Joe Pippin directly, call 727-586-3306.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back for the final segment of Freedom Works. And, Ed, do you know or do you remember the name F. Lee Bailey? Remember that? F. Lee Bailey, the attorney? Don't know if you remember.
Oh, yeah, the O.J. trial.
That's exactly right. He was the high-profile, one of many, but maybe the one most known at the time, high-profile defense attorney for O.J. Simpson in the 1995 trial. He has died. He was 87 years old. He was also, before O.J. Simpson, there was a almost as big a deal back in the 60s, Dr. Sam Shepard trial. He represented Dr. Shepard, who had been accused of murdering his pregnant wife. And he secured a reversal of Shepard's conviction and got him acquitted in a second trial. He also represented Albert DeSalvo. You might not remember the name Albert DeSalvo, but he was called the Boston Strangler.
Mm.
And then, in fact, Tony Curtis played Albert DeSalvo in a movie called The Boston Strangler. He also represented Patty Hearst. Remember Patty Hearst?
Yeah.
So he was a well-known guy. His legal career lasted more than four decades. So anyway, I thought I'd mention that. All right. We want to talk a little bit about the double-edged sword of racial politics. I'm going to give you some examples here. Google has removed its former head of global diversity strategy. You know why? Because 14 years ago, he said some anti-Semitic things on a blog, 14 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So they've removed him as head of global diversity strategy. First of all, I would never want to be the head of global diversity strategy because I wouldn't know what to do.
Right.
You know what? If they said to that, yes, that's what you're going to do for us.
Mm.
So I go into my office and there's a computer, you know, and there's a desk and there's a chair. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to go get a cup of coffee and figure out a way to expand my workload to fit the 6.5 hours I will be sitting in this office. Why I went there, I don't know.
Mm.
But anyway, so they removed him. And the guy had been there for 2.5 years. And here's what Google said about what he did. We unequivocally condemn past writings by a member of our diversity team that are causing deep offense and pain to members of our Jewish community. So, you know, it sounds like, you know, it would be a good thing. But if you were admonished for everything you said 14 years ago, of course not you, because you've never done it. Right. But that's what scares me a little bit.
But, you know, on the other side,
they're eating their own.
You could say some really diverse things like, I don't think black kids should join white kids in school and wind up living in a white house at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. It depends on the level of hypocrisy.
Exactly.
Of who's looking at it.
Right, you are.
Because if anybody that is judging this man or in that situation can sit there and say in their lifetime they've never done anything wrong, I'll call him a flat-out liar.
Mm-hmm. Here's another one. The Associated Press fired former news associate Emily Wilder after just 17 days on the job when pro-Palestinian social media posts that she wrote during college went viral. All I'm saying is that they're eating their own now. It's hypocritical in a way.
Yeah.
But if you dare say anything, there's a few that have survived. The governor of Virginia that put on the blackface, remember that that guy? And he somehow got away with it. He is the Democratic mayor of Virginia. And there are some of them that have gotten away with this. But it's catching up with so many other people. And all I'm saying is you end up eating your own, because everybody has got a couple of things in their closet that they don't want to come out.
Whether they're you know, harmful or harmless things. I mean, I could never run for office because for a Halloween party, I came as a black man.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did. Actually, it was a cruise ship thing, and we had a theme night.
Cool.
And it was pimps and hoes, and I had a big old wig and painted my face black with theater makeup,
God
and I did
us.
My arm.
Wow, that's
and
great.
It was so great because we'd go through the dining room for the dinners, and people would clap, and this one lady, she pulled me aside. I mean, my afro was like this.
Oh,
and she pulled me aside.
This
black woman, she pulls me aside, and she pulls me down. She goes, "You have such a great sense of humor for doing this."
Isn't that
and I
funny?
Pulled up my pant leg and showed her.
She did not know.
She about lost it.
Did she? She wasn't offended, was she?
No, she's like, "Oh my God!"
Oh, that's funny. That's so funny. Listen to Ed. Ed, you ain't gonna be the
you know if I
you ain't
run,
gonna be the mayor of Clearwater, Ed.
I'd like to kick Kreisman out of office in St. Pete and run down there, but that's not gonna happen.
I don't think so. Before we get to our top 10, which is a good one, I've got to talk to you about. I'm berserk with depression this morning because of our beloved Tampa Bay Lightning. Yeah. I thought they were going to pull it out. We went into overtime. Ed, what happened to us?
I didn't think they were going to sweep. And I, you know, listen, they got fooled again like the last series with the Florida Panthers. They put a different goalie in there.
They did. Yes, they did.
In fact, I believe he was a rookie too, wasn't he?
Probably.
I think they win Saturday night at home, and it's 3-1, and they might steal one in Carolina, and then it comes back. We get another home game. So
are you saying we're going to win it 4-3 or 4-2?
No, I'm 4-2. 4-2, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like the last series.
It's an exciting game, and I'm glad in a way, as much as I want to see the Lightning.
It's just some, you know,
a very good goaltending.
Yeah, a little sloppy. Penalties need to tighten up a little bit, because when you get a penalty, it's
even
a perfect
the referees
chance
are being knocked down
goal,
by the by the player. Did you see that referee take a spill?
Yeah, yeah.
But what I was going to say also is I love great defensive games like this, and apparently in the playoffs you get more of them. Goaltending has been sterling. We haven't been great on offense, but. You're edge of your seat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It is time for our top 10, Ed. I think this is a good one. We were mentioning about Andrew. He is taking care of a military retiree, a guy that fought in World War II. And here are the top 10, top 10 best states for military retirees to live in. This is something that was done by Wallet Hub. And the study ranks both the states for ranks states for veterans covering 30 key factors used for comparison, including how retirement-friendly every state is towards vets, the job opportunities available, and the quality of the hospitals. So here we go. Number 10, New Hampshire. Yes, good old New Hampshire is a good place for a person to retire. There are a lot of people there in the Northeast that probably would, if they had military careers, would head to New Hampshire. Number 9, right in the center of our country, Missouri. Right in Missouri there. You can come from any direction to go to Missouri. Number 8, way out west, Wyoming is a good place. I guess a lot of cattle ranchers out there, maybe they're military retirees as well. Number 7, and this one I'm not surprised because it's not far from D.C. Maryland is a good place. You know, that's where Annapolis is and other things. But to me, that would be no surprise. I mean, you wouldn't have to go far to get good benefits.
Actually,
either.
My dad is there, and he says it's very good.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Whereabouts in Maryland? Does he live in Maryland?
Bel Air.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay, good. Number 6, Alabama. Alabama must have something going for it. Alabama has got a good environment. Now, I lived in Alabama for a while. A beautiful Auburn, but there's Huntsville, there's Montgomery, there's Phoenix City, Alabama. Phoenix City, Alabama is is right next door to Columbus, Georgia. They are sister towns, and there are a lot of vets there in Columbus, Georgia. Okay, number 5, Alaska has got great benefits and a good place to retire. You go fishing, chase polar bears.
Freeze to death.
Freeze to death. Ride a glacier. All kinds of good things. Number 4. Here you can go and look at round Mount Rushmore, South Dakota. By the way, did you see where they banned?
Yeah, Biden did that.
A fireworks display. What are they thinking of? Yeah. Why don't you alienate every veteran in the country?
It's COVID related.
Oh, come on. Do they think some of the confetti stuff is going to fall on the nose of George Washington? I don't understand.
That was a favorite place of Trump, you know.
Oh, yes, it was. That's why.
Oh, yeah. You know it is.
Okay, number 3. Well, you knew Florida had to be somewhere, right?
Yeah.
We have so many veterans here.
Yeah.
Especially in Tampa Bay. Great, great group of veterans.
Bay Pines. Yeah, that area.
Yes, you do.
Yeah,
Bay Pines, right?
Big hospital there.
Florida's number 3. Number 2, South Carolina. Do we have any big bases in South Carolina? I think we do. We have a lot of training bases there. Kids would go there, I remember, in Vietnam times, South Carolina, and the like. All right, Ed, we are at the state that has the best advantage to retire if you're military. You want to take Gander? Let me give you a hint.
All right.
It's close to our nation's capital. And we already said Maryland.
And we already said Virginia, too, didn't we?
I don't see it on there.
Oh,
no.
Let's try Virginia.
Virginia. All right, roll. Bingo.
Good.
Virginia it is, not surprisingly. So, you retirees, God bless you. I hope you have a wonderful retirement. And we hope you will be back on Monday. Thank you so very much for joining us. And always remember, freedom works.